Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Tzadi Ches, the mitzvah of Yibum. As we continue, the second mitzvah related to Yibum, we discussed last time the Isser of a Yevama marrying out without doing Yibum or Chalitza. That was the Isser. And today we talk about the mitzvah of Yibum, the positive mitzvah. Most Monia mitzvahs, as we know, count this as two separate mitzvahs, one of Yibum and one of Chalitza, which will be the next mitzvah. But there is a Rasadya going, at least according to some, who seem to say that it is one mitzvah. Where did the Rishonim get that it is two mitzvahs from? This is from the language of the Mishnah in Maseches Bechoros, at the end of the first parak, where the Mishnah goes through different sets of mitzvos that are connected to each other. For example, what is this doing in Maseches Bechoros? Pidyon Peter Chamor. What is the halacha? If I have a firstborn donkey, I have to switch the status onto a sheep and give the sheep to the Kohen, and then I get to keep the donkey. If I don't do that, so then I have to break the neck of the donkey. That's Pidyon and Arifa. And Pidyon comes before Arifa. That's what the advised mitzvah. But, says the Mishnah, mitzvahs ha-pidiyah kodemis le-mitzvahs arifa, shemar v'en lo sifta v'arafto. Right? If you weren't pod it, then you have to break its neck. So it's clear that pidyon comes first, and that's why there too, we count two mitzvahs. The language is mitzvahs pidiyah and mitzvahs arifa. And then we have yiud, and then it mentions mitzvahs ha-yibum kodemis le-mitzvahs chalitza. That's the Lashon. The mitzvah of Yibum comes before the mitzvah of Chalitza. Barishona, and that's the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah continues. Barishona, show you miskavan l'shem mitzvah. That's originally, when they had kavana l'shem mitzvah, when they acted properly with proper kavana. V'yachshav, she'ein miskavan l'shem mitzvah. But now that we don't have proper kavana l'shem mitzvah, the secrets of Yibum, as the Ramban spoke about in yesterday's mitzvah, amru mitzvahs Chalitza kodemes l'mitzvahs Yibum. So it comes out that Chalitza comes first, Chalitza comes before Yibum, and that's bizman hazeh, what generally the custom is. There are some Sephardic customs that do Yibum as well, but generally the Minhag Olam is to do Chalitza. Again, on day 91, we wait the 3 months of Avchana, and then we do Chalitza, even Bizman Hazeh. Rashi there in Yevamis, in Bechoros, about Yibum, Achshav mitzvahs Chalitza kodemes, shahamiyabemis yivimto, shalol l'shem mitzvah pogeh b'isser eishasach. If you don't have the proper Kavana, then you're still b'isser. We'll have to come back to that line. That's an important line in Rashi, that if you don't have Kavana l'shem mitzvah, then you're still in the Isser. The whole mitzvah of Yibum is a Chiddush, that one is allowed to marry the Isser eishasach, which is one of the Arayos. But that is the mitzvah of Yibum, and therefore Rashi says when you don't do it with the Kavana, the mitzvah does not count. Good, so the mitzvah of Yibum we have here. Again, the Torah tells us, Yavama Yavo Aleha Ulakach Alo Li'isha V'yima. Yavo, Yibum is the Bia, the Bia is called Yibum, Ulakach Alo Li'isha, and then they are married. We know the mitzvah of Yibum is the Maisa Bia, and it doesn't matter how the Maisa Bia takes place. The first Mishnah in the sixth parak of Yavamas tells us, Haba Al Yavimto, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Ones, Bein B'Ratzon, Afilu Hu Shogeg V'hi Mezida, Hu Mezid V'hi Shogeges, Hu Anus V'hi Lo Anusa, Hi Anusa V'hu Lo Anus. And then he adds, Echad Ha-Me'areva, Echad Ha-Gomer, whether it's what we call Tchilas Bia or Sof Bia, Kana, that works. That is the Mishnah. We'll have to get back to that Lashon of even Tchilas Bia. So anytime a Maisa Bia works, we did mention that on a Durabana level, Chazal came up with a Kiddushe Durabanan called Ma'amar, in order to create the context before the Maisa Bia. The language of the Chinuch was, Ve'ena Ma'amar Hazeh Kone B'Yavama Kinyon Gamur, V'Visha Torah Amra Yavamo Yavo Aleha, V'Yinei She'inyin HaYavama Tali B'Bia. That's the Iker to do it with the Maisa Bia, but the Rabbanan were Misakein to have Ma'amar beforehand within the world of Bia. So what's the nature of the mitzvah? The language. Let's start off with that language. The language, the lumdus spoken about by the Rishonim already and expanded upon by the Achronim, picks up on that language of the Mishnah in Yevamos that we just read. That Tchilas Bia and Sof Bia is still Kana. What does that mean? We know the purpose of Yibum is in order lahakim shem achiv, in order to continue the lineage of the dead brother. So how literally do we take that? So we start with the Tosfos in Yevamos on Daf Chaf. The Gemara there, the context is talking about ase doche lo saase. Let's say the brother is usher to this Yevama in some way. What if the brother's the Kohen Gadol? A Kohen died and his brother's the Kohen Gadol, and now she's an almana to a Kohen Gadol. So what is done in that case? Is there yibum? Is there chalitza? So the Mishnah says, klal amr biyavama, kol shu yisr, erva, lo chaletzet, lo misyabemis. If there's an isr erva, if there's an isr daraisa, then for sure, no good. Let's say it's a aunt and a nephew. Isr mitzvah ve isr kedusha, choletzet, lo misyabemis. But if there's an isr mitzvah or kedusha, which we, we'll see, the Mishnah says, amon of the kohen gal, the gushuch v'chalusa, the kohen head yod, there is a zika, but chalitza is done. Chalitza is done. So ask the Gemara. One second. Why don't we say mina erisin at least bishlam mina nisu and asa asi velosa say ein asi docha losa say vase dasi if yibum is not docha the losa say a man of the coin gadol is an asi and a losa say but mina erisin she's still a psula so it's just a losa say so why don't you say asay docha losa say the asay of yibum is docha the losa say of a man of the coin gadol. That's the Gemara's question. Ask Tosfos on that Gemara. Wait a minute. Hiksha riva, beperek beis de Sanhedrin, tekiva de'ein isha misaberes mibia rishona, a woman never becomes pregnant from the first bia. So what's this case? She's still a psula, she had erisin with the brother, so the Gemara says, asi dechalos asay, but what do you mean? The mitzvah will never be fulfilled by the bia rishona. Isn't the mitzvah about achieving a child? Isn't that what the mitzvah is all about? Hechtes yabim to be a rishona leka hakam hashem ubia shniya sirole, as the Gemara says, because it's already usher. You would only allow the first bia anyway, so the first bia should be usher because there's no mitzvah. There would be no child born from this bia. The Amari, the Rivai asked that question, answers the Ri, a very important yesod. De lo kasha midi, de lo beinan bia shetehei reuya lakam hashem. For the mitzvah of Yibam, you don't need the act of the actual bia to be ra'i lakam hashem. Elosha hayavama v'hayavam yu ru'uyin lakam hashem. You need the people involved to be ra'i lakam hashem. Even if this bia isn't going to get you there. V'lo mima'atinon ela islandis v'saris. The only ones excluded from the mitzvah are people who are impossible to have a child. She'enin ru'uyin lele la'olam. Aval bia she'en yucholo lehisaberba. But a bia, even if no pregnancy could come out of this bia, but the people involved can ultimately achieve a pregnancy. That's not excluded. Lo mamatinan kivan shoha isha o hayavam reuyin lebasof laholim. That is the Tosfos Shita here. Why it would still be asi dochalos? I say it would still be the assay. The mitzvah is a bia haro'u, a bia that comes by a gavra that is ro'i laholim. That is the Tosfos Shita Yevamos. If you look there in the Rashba, and this opens up our eyes right now, the Rashba in that sugya says, wait a minute. On this lashon of on this Gemara, not to answering the same exact question, but in the same context, the Rashba says the afal pi sheknaa mishas ha'ara mikol makom mitzvah ad gemar bia isa. The Rashba opens up our eyes and says there's a difference between the kinyan of yibum and the mitzvah of yibum. When the Gemara says kana, for example, in that Mishnah Yevamos in the beginning of Habal Yevimto, that's regarding it says lashon of kana. You can be kona the yavama, and be yotze and destroy the zika by the kinyan and complete the zika, but you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. So the Rashba says nafgamina tchilas bia. That's where the kinyan is sof bia. That's where the mitzvah is only by sof bia. The yavama yavo alei gamar bia mashma. So when it says azidochalosa, say the Rashba continues. What is required there? The kinyan, the mitzvah. But that is the Rashba's lashon. Then he says inami mishum dechsev lahakim laachiv shem ubegemar biyahu diika kamazera elashariva kasev afara. Right? Maybe the mitzvah is even by the first. What's important from the Rashba's lashon there in that sugya? There's a difference between the kinyan of yibum and the mitzvah of yibum. Where else does this come up? The Rashba brought up the ma'isabia. The Minchas Chinuch brings up two nafkaminas. Go to Os Hay and Os Vav. First, the Mishnah, the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Mishnah Melech Safik. What do you need edim for yibum? Like kiddushin. Kiddushin, if I do without edim, if I get married without edim, it's nothing. It's ain't no klum. Even if I have a video camera there, because that's there that we need what are called edei, not just edei birur, but edei kiyum. You need edim that lend their presence to the event, and halachically, if these edim were not there, then the event did not take place. So the question is, ask the Mishnah Lamelech, Iboy edim b'yibum, kamo b'kiddushin, o efshar, dein tzarech edim, b'gzeras ha'kasev, u'afilu shogegim. As you know, however the bia takes place. And he brings from Rishonim that say, you need Edim, and others maybe not. V'nira Pasha, then the Minchas Chinuch, though, now chimes in. Da'af, t'tzarech Edim, lo niknes, lo below Edim, mikol makom, lo avit, isura, bibia, the Isser Eishus is Nifka. He says at first, he says, even if Edom aren't there though, and maybe you didn't do the mitzvah, but you accomplished something. You accomplished something because the Torah was mafkia, this Isser. And he quotes, what if he was boel her without edim? Adain lokim ha-mitzvah. He didn't do the mitzvah yet. Maybe he did a kinyan, but he didn't do the mitzvah. He didn't do the mitzvah yet without the edim. And therefore, v'lavi b'yashniya, deina mitzvah ki yadua. So that's not minchas chinuch nafkamina. Mitzvah would require edim. Maybe a kinyan would not. Or the next paragraph. What about kavana? This gets back to that mishnah we spoke about in Bechoros. He says, "V'lo emana lichto mashaala al daiti v'lo ivati b'kor b'china." I didn't work this through totally yet, says the minchas chinuch. But I know many rishonim say mitzvos tzrichos kavana. You're not yotze the mitzvah, especially by mitzvahs daraisa. If you don't have kavana, by mitzvahs darabana, maybe ain't tzrichas kavana. It's automatic. But mitzvahs daraisa, mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. So says the Minchas Chinuch, what happens if you don't have kavana? If you don't have kavana when you do this mitzvah, maybe, says the Minchas Chinuch, you aren't yotzi the mitzvah. Even though the language of the Mishnah is kana, im kain, efshar nihi de kana osa vahavi ishto, mikomako mitzvah Hashem yisbarach lo kiyem, kitzara kavana latis venafgamina, dechovas ha mitzvah, mu teles alav, velo yigarsha tekef, hachiyavo alashe mitzvah vakaim ha mitzvah. Even though you were kona, you still don't know the mitzvah yet, and you're going to have another ma'isaviyah, l'shem mitzvah, in order to fulfill the what is needed. So, nafkamid is regarding kinyan versus mitzvah. Maybe the Rashba, tchilas bia, sof bia, the minchas chinuch, edim, or without kavana. And one other, what about a katan? What about a katan? There's an important Rashi, Mesechas Kiddushin, daf yud tesem and aleph. The Gemara there says, katan kone yevimto. Right, the katan is kone. So what the Rashi says, the Gemara is pashtus. Kone yivimto minat Torah, kinyan gomor. Rak le'inyan misa, prat le'ishas katan. Over there, just means, the woman is not considered an ishas ish, legabe chi of misa. But that is Rashi's shita. Tosfos there can't believe it. Tosfos says, no, midra banan is kone, not daraisa. So what do you mean? The katan is a lav bar mitzvah, it's a lav bar chiyav. Maybe, suggest the mitzvah hamelach, maybe this is the chilek, that regard Rashi says a katan could do a kinyan. Sometimes we find kinyanim by a katan, by das acharis makne, where somebody else is involved. So here too, maybe it's a physical, once he's roi labia, right, he's 9 years old, he could do a maisa bia, he just doesn't have the das, but the das would only be needed for the mitzvah, and not needed for the kinyan. So a number of issues might come up relating to mitzvah versus kinyan in the world of Yibum. Let's continue a couple of other issues. That is, first of all, when we talk about Yibum, so we know Mesechas Yevamis is the first Mesechta in Nashim. The Shaila is, what is that doing there? Why is Yevamis the first Mesechta? You would think Kiddushin should be the first Mesechta. Something nice. Yevamis is always a tragedy. Somebody died without children. So that's the question of the Tosfos Yeshanim, the first Tosfos Yeshanim in Yevamis. Yesh Makshim, Amai Maschil Seder Nashim, Bi Yevamos, Taha Aschule Peranusa, Lo Maschilinan. Why do you start with Puranas, with tragedy? V'yadarabba. Hayalala haskil kiddushin, ksubiz, gittin, v'yachagach yevamis. This unusual case. V'nira says the Tosfos Yeshanim is connected to the previous discussion. What's the previous discussion? It's beginning of the Masechta. Ah, the end of Seder Moed is Moed Katan. V'nira mishum dechsev hayamunas itecha, chosin yishos chachma vadas, because we know the Pasuk, Shabbos Lamed Aleph, that we learn out all this Siddurim from, Imkein Seder Nashim, Hu Basar Seder Moed, the Messiah Mesechas Moed Katan, that's what we have, right? Maybe not. We have Chagiga. The Rambam says it ends with Chagiga. But he had Moed Katan, to have a Puranusa, so it ended with Puranus. The third paragraph of Moed Katan is all about Avelus. Lakach, Hitchel Seder Nashim, Mimesechas Yevamis, Umismach Puranusa, LePuranusa. So it's Somech, one Puranus, to another Puranus. That's the first day, why it starts with this. Which is interesting. Do we always say that? Masmach Puranus, LePuranus? It's not what the Gemara in Shabbos says. Let's according to one day. Remember the part of the Pesukim in Baal Oscha. Why the backwards nuns there? Says the Gemara in Shabbos. La hafsik bein peranis le peranis. Shabbos kufte zayinim and aleph. The Tanya, Shimon Gamliel Omer. Asida parsha zusha te aker mikan vitikasi bimkoma rav hi betzoa falama kasva kan kedi lahafsik bein peronis rishonil peronis shnia. Peronis shnia is the misonanim peronis rishonil vayisu mihar Hashem. They ran away from the Har Hashem. It was a tragedy. They ran away. They didn't want to have the Torah anymore. Right, so at least according to one day of there, you don't want to put two Puranias together. But this first day says you want to, and even if we didn't trust the Tosfos Yeshanim, it's a Tosfos. Tosfos also. Tosfos at the end of Moed Katan, Chaf Chesem Abeis. Right, the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah in Moed Katan is Bila Hamavis Lanetzach, Umach Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Kapanim. We quote the Pasuk in Yeshayo. Tosfos there says, Kedei L'sayim B'davar Tov. Because we want to finish with something good. Mishum demoed katan usof seder moed. Omehai taimem ataris Rabbi Yaakov Meir leans. And then he quotes, Ardea. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Meir leans says, why Nashim starts with the Tesla of Nashim Yevamis. Even though Avagad Damaskla Peranusa lo maschil. But still, Somchen Peranus demoed katan etzel Peranus de Yevamis. That's the Tosfos in Moed Katan at the end. And the Tosfos in Yeshanim at the beginning of Yevamis. The Tosfos in Yeshanim though here continues and gives another couple of answers why this is true. Why inami mefarish tchila eze isha asura veeze isha muteres v'hadar mefarish kulu mili dinashim, because it goes through a lot of isurim here, so you got to know who to marry. So before you have the mitzvah marriage, it goes through who you can marry. Or v'od yesh lomar mishum dehi mitzvah rishona sher ira benashim. It's very early. Kidechsiv betamar ba el isha sachicha v'yabe mosa. It's very early. Where's Kiddushin? Kiddushin is after Matan Torah, as the Rambam describes of Bnei Vilchas Ishus. Yibam is very early historically, and that's why it comes first. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi parallels Torah Shebal Peh after Torah Shebechsav. Torah Shebechsav, Yibam comes early. So too, he puts it early. He puts it early here. There is also an interesting discussion about a bracha. Do you make a bracha on the mitzvah of Yibam? So do you make a bracha? We never heard of a bracha. But if you look in the Torah quotes the Sefer Ha'iter. Then you make a bracha. Simin Kuf Samach Vav and Evan Ezer. Midivrei Bala Iter. Kazavar Rav Machaber Lani Yazdaiti. Hakones Yevimto Mitzvah Rabahi. It's a great mitzvah, which we don't do today. But it's a great mitzvah. Umivarech Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah V'tzivanu Al Be'ilas Yevama. Kichal HaMitzvahs. You make the bracha. Avagav de pligi gabibilas mitzvah de lav yivama ikaman de amar de lo tzarech livruche biyivama divrei hakol tzarech levarech. Even though by a regular bilas mitzvah marriage, maybe not. Maybe that because that's purely connected to puravu. But here you make a bracha. When do you make the bracha? That's a good shaila. Before the bia, after the bia, ikalaman de amar da knisas yivama kishakidish yivim to tzarech levarech al knisas yivama. And then he says there are those that make the bracha by maimar, and I don't think so. But he says, he quotes this day that you make a bracha. But then he says, Vanan kasvinan, to call mitzvah tzluya ba'acher, lo mevarachinan over lasiyasan. So the iter is clear. You don't make the bracha beforehand. You make the bracha afterwards. That is, again, he holds up the bracha, but the only question is, when do you make the bracha? That's the tour. Simen kuf zamach vav. And who argues the Rashba? Right, there are two major sources in terms of which brachas, which mitzvahs you make a bracha on and which not. You have the Abu Draham in the beginning of in Hilchas Brachas, and you have the Rashba's Shuva and Simin Yurches and Chelik Aleph, where he talks about Lama Ein Mevarchen Al Mitzvahs Kulon Kigona Malves Chaveiro Patoinimo. So many mitzvahs you don't make a bracha on. So the Rashba has six different rules, and the sixth one is the one that's important for us here. He says you don't make a bracha on a davar she'im mitzvah she'ein bo ma'isa, like Hashmadas Ksafim. You don't make a bracha on a mitzvah she'ein etzluya kula ba'ad ha'osa. If it's totally on someone else, you don't make a bracha. Because maybe they won't take it. Matnas aniyim, halvas hadalim, staka, and also you don't make a bracha on davar shu maser lebezdin, like a siyas hadin, and also you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that many times often is baba avera, hashavas gazela. Some of these are always chazaras ribis, shelot zivan aligzol kadei lahashiv, velikachas aim kadei shenachzor v'nishlachota on all of those. And others say Gerishin also, there's no bracha, because many times Soni HaMagarish. Number 5, V'chein Ma'anis Kehuna in Mevarchin, Deina Yisrael Nosi Mishalo, El Asha Hashem Yisbarach Zika Oto HaKoin, U'mishulchi Gavon Kazachu. Maybe you don't make a bracha on Nesinas Ma'anis Kehuna, because there, you're not really doing anything. It's really, your HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving, and you're just the Shliach. Right, similar to what the Taz says by Bechor Behema Tahora, where there's no bracha there, even though there is a bracha on Pidyon HaBen and on Petach Hamar. But then on the last one, Vein Mevarchen Al Mitzvah She'ikara Eina Mitzvah, Kegon Chalitza V'yibum. Chalitza also. Why? What do you mean? It's not Ikar Eina Mitzvah. Sheha Iker Mishim Piri V'rivya, V'hi Eina Mitzvah Piri V'rivya. The ikar is the child, even if you need roi for the child. That's why there's no bracha. V'chein al gerishin, mishon di'ish mikzas gerishin shein ba'vera, gomel matzah ba'er vazdavar, v'chulu, and he continues all the other rules. But that's an important machlokas. We've shown him whether there's a bracha on the mitzvah of Yivam. For sure, the only havamid is him. Right, she, according to Rov Rishonim, the Yavam is not mitzvah in the mitzvah, just like she's not mitzvah in for a veru. That's what the Chinuch says here at the end. And when it comes to men. One other lumdish discussion is, how do we look at the whole mitzvah of Yibam in terms of the fact that usually it's Aser, they have an Isser of Eishas Ach. So you have the Hefter of Yibam. The Hefter of Yibam, but is that normal Ase Docha Lo Saseh? This mitzvah always is with his Isser of Eishes Ach. So many Rishon Tosfos on Daf Dalet seems to say that yeah, it's working through a special type of Asi Docha Lo Saseh. And therefore, like the Menachas Chinuch was bothered, if you wouldn't do the mitzvah, then there would be a problem. If there wouldn't be Edim, if you wouldn't have Kavana, you wouldn't be able to do the mitzvah. Like Rashi said in Bechoros, you'd be violating the Isser. Other Rishonim have more of a across the board Hetzer, the Yad Raman, Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Gimel, says it's Hutra. It's Hutra. The Isser of Eishes Ach only exists when there's no children, when there was children. If there is no children, there's no Isser of Eishes Ach. An important formulation the Yad Ramah has, Sanhedrin and Gimel, but again, it goes to the root of this mitzvah, of whether it is a mitzvah that is Hutra, Hutra, or whether it is Dechuya. Okay, these are some of the ideas relating to Yibam. Next time, we'll get into the mitzvah of Chalitza.